If you come to Jesus, you will find that in God's presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Listen, God wants to give you a life that is so amazing, so rich, so wonderful.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. In the first part of this message that aired last week, Pastor Brian Grant took us to the book of Proverbs, where it shows Lady Wisdom standing at a crossroads, begging the naive, the scoffer, and the fool to change course and avoid the dire consequences of a life lived apart from the ways of God. This evening's concluding part of that message again picks up the theme of the fool who will not change course. But Lady Wisdom also offers hope to any who heed her call and decide to change course. But there is a sobering part to this message in that there are severe and eternal consequences to resisting the grace of God and not changing course. We urge all our listeners to be sure that you are on the right road. Here once again is Pastor Grant with the concluding part of his message. Is there a point of no return?
Many fools grew up in church. Can I be very frank? Many fools grew up in this church. There are some fools in the church right now. You see, they came to church, but they didn't come to Christ. They grew up in church, but they didn't grow deep in the things of God. What about you? Are you growing deep in the things of God? Or are you just in church? You know, one of the things that breaks my heart, when I hear about teenagers who say to their parents, I should not have to come to church. I should be able to make my own decision. When I listen or talk to a teenager who tells me, they might tell me, they'll tell somebody else. It's not usually they tell the pastor, I'm just waiting to leave this place. Usually they don't tell me that. When I wasn't the pastor, they probably would have told me. But no, they don't want to tell me. But I know it exists. I know there's some people here this morning. I don't know because I know you personally, but I know in an audience of this size, you better believe there's somebody right now who they are just waiting to get to a certain point, to a certain age, or perhaps to get their own little apartment. And once you get there, you are finished with God. I am gone. Bye-bye. And God says you're a fool. And Lady Wisdom is calling you this morning. Now, I can identify with you to some degree because I remember when I was a teenager, there was a time where I wanted to break away. Now, don't get me wrong. I never ever wanted to break away and not go to church. I wasn't that much a fool. But I did what you see. I grew up in a very strict home. We were never allowed to go to a party. I never ever danced in my life. We were just prevented from doing all of this stuff. And so I was just waiting till I got to age where I could go and have some, shake a leg. You know, I'm from the islands. You know, we islanders, they claim that music is in us. Well, I don't know if any music is in me, but I know I never did shake that leg. Because, you know, something strange happened. I wanted to go out and enjoy some of the pleasures of sin. But somewhere about 16 years old, we went to a summer camp. And to my shock, these Christian young people were having all this fun. These 16-year-olds were having a good time in Jesus. They were rejoicing. They were happy. And I'm like, what in the world is going on here? No partying. Nothing bad going on. This is all something honoring God and people are excited about it. It hit me. It was not anything was wrong in the things of God. It was something wrong with me. You see, I was looking over the fence. I was looking over the fence to see what the ungodly were doing. Are you understand what I'm saying? And oh, sometimes the grass looks so green on the other side. You see, sometimes I see when they're having the fun. I don't see the hangover they had later. You see, I didn't see the fact, the problem that drug addict had. I didn't see all the problems. All I saw was the legs shaking. That year I made a decision. I recommitted my life to Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you, young person, older person, you have the wrong idea about God. I'm going to say some more about that in a minute. You have the wrong idea. If you come to Jesus, you'll find that in God's presence is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Listen, God wants to give you a life that is so amazing, so rich, so wonderful. Well, let me not run ahead of myself because I'm going to talk about that in a moment. You see, God is not only asking you to change because he wants you to stop stuff. God wants to give you something so much more glorious and so much more wonderful. And my friend, young person, older person, if you're one of those fools, you're here, you're just willing, anxious to run away from God, I'm going to challenge you this morning. Instead of running, run to Jesus and embrace him. Embrace him. Love him. Commit to him. I don't like talking about myself, but I'm going to tell you personally. I have been a Christian for a long, long time. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus saves, Jesus keeps, and Jesus satisfies. Do I have another witness in this house? Young person, you need to change. Older person, this is your day. God is speaking. Speak, Lord, the song says, speak. And God is speaking to you. He brought you here. Young person, older person, he brought you here for a reason. And he's saying, it's time to change course. But Lady Wisdom is not only talking to us about the urgency of changing course. Lady Wisdom also wants us to recognize that there are rewards in changing course. Amen? There are rewards in changing course. And in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23, it says, turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. There are rewards in changing course. I was saying a minute ago that some of us have the wrong idea who God is. There was a time, I'll be honest with you, that I thought of God almost like this big policeman. Back in my day, the only thing I could think of was a big baton. Of course, today it could be a taser. Tasers weren't invented when I was a boy, if you don't mind. Here is this God with all these tasers, and all he wants to do is to zap you every time you misbehave, zap you. God is some sort of cosmic killjoy. God's what God is all about is to make sure he gets mad at anybody who's having a good time. If that's your idea of God, that's the wrong idea. You have the totally wrong idea of God. You see, John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 10. Here's what Jesus said. He says, the thief comes. He's talking about the devil. He says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus says, I have come that you might have what? Life. That you might have life and have it what? Oh, I hope you got that this morning. Did you hear? Jesus says, I have come. You see, the devil has a plan. Oh, some of you think you're so cool. Oh, the devil ain't no fool, you know. He really tantalizes you with all his bait. But once he got you, I think it was Seafood Shanty who used to have a thing that says, one nibble and you're hooked. Or was that some other one? But one nibble and you're hooked. And the devil knows one nibble and he has you hooked. And sadly, some of you, he has hooked right now. But remember, I heard a song this morning that say that he's able to break the yoke and liberate everyone who is captive. So the devil might have you captive right now, but I'm here to tell you that God can liberate. He can set you free. And Jesus says, listen, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Abundant life is not just a whole long life. Sometimes we think abundant life has to do with length. It's going to be long. But it's not about length. It's about quality. And did you know when abundant life starts? For when I was a kid, sometimes I thought this thing happens when I die. No, abundant life doesn't start when you die. Abundant life starts the minute you receive Jesus Christ. You receive the life of God. You receive abundant life. He now gives you the capacity to have life to the full. And to make sure you make the right decisions, He gives you two supernatural resources to help guide you on the way, to help you make the right decisions, to help you make the decisions that will allow you to enjoy His abundant life. He gives you two supernatural resources to guide you. Number one, He allows us to be guided by God's Spirit. We are guided by God's Spirit. And so in verse 23, I will pour out my Spirit on you. Did you see that? I will pour out my Spirit on you. In the book of Romans chapter 8, verse number 14, we read the words that those who are led by the Spirit are the children of God. The children of God are those who are led by the Spirit. Listen, young person, older person, the minute you come to Jesus Christ, He indwells you with His Spirit, and His Spirit will guide you. He's not going to leave you all alone. Amen? He's going to lead you. But then He also gives you, He lets you be guided by His Word. And so in verse 23, the Lady Wisdom says, I will make my words known to you. We are guided by God's Spirit, and we are guided by God's Word.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now, let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
Solomon's father, David, knew what it was to be guided by God's Word. And I hear King David in Psalm 119, verse 105. I hear David saying, your word is what? A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. David knew what it was to have God's guidance. And I want to tell you, my friend, if you go to Israel today, you'll find that there's no one more revered in Israel than King David. King David was revered, and King David was a man who walked what he taught. King David recognized the importance of following the word of God. In Psalm 119, verse 9, he says, How can a young person stay on the path of purity? Old heads, you need to realize our young people have a tough time. My generation has made a mess. We have created a culture and an environment where our young people are growing up in a culture where there are so many temptations, and some of them are so incredibly destructive, and we created some of this mess. And it is very, very hard for a young person to keep their way pure. But hallelujah, God has an answer, amen? And here's what King David said. King David said, how do you do it? He said, listen, by living according to your word. And young person, I want want you to know it was good enough for David and it's good enough for you. If you decide today to walk according to God's word, he will keep you pure. I said before and I'll say it again. The same God who keeps a fish fresh in the salty sea. You realize that's a big deal. Oh, you're so accustomed to picking out that fish. You don't realize how incredible it is that this fish has been soaking in this salt. Now, some of them are absorbing, but not all. This fish is able to swim and live his entire life in this salty sea, and he is as fresh as ever. And that God who does that is able to keep you clean in a dirty world. Do you hear what I'm saying to you, young person? Don't tell me I couldn't help it. Don't tell me you can't. Because God has given you his spirit and he's given you his word and he's making it possible for you and I to be overcomers and for us to live an abundant life. So what has Lady Wisdom said to us so far? She has told us, the urgency of changing course. She has told us the rewards of changing course. But finally, she wants to tell us the consequences of not changing course. She wants to answer for us the question we started off with. She wants to help us know the answer to this. Is there a point of no return? Is it possible to get to a point that God will not forgive me? Is it possible to get to a point when the door to heaven is closed? You folks say that God is forgiving. Well, doesn't God have to forgive me whenever I'm ready? Isn't it up to me? When I'm ready, isn't God locked in a box? Lady Wisdom is about to tell us something that might surprise you. So let's read from verse 24 of Proverbs chapter 1. And here's what Lady Wisdom says. Because I called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no one regarded. Because you disdained all my counsel and would have none of my rebuke, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes. When your terror comes like a storm and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. My friend, you may say to me, Pastor, you told us this is picture language. So should we really believe this? It's picture. It's poetry. God is using poetry to get as vivid as possible. And he wants to make this very vivid, that the door to salvation will not always be open to you. Do you hear what I said? The door to salvation will not always be open to you. There is a point of no return. There is a point of no return. Listen to the words of Jesus as he speaks in Luke's Gospel chapter 13. Luke's Gospel chapter 13, verse 24 to 27. In case you think that was just poetry, do you mind if I tell you what Jesus himself said? Hear what Jesus said. Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door saying, Lord, open for us, and he will answer and say to you, I don't know you where you're from. Then you'll begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you where you're from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. You cannot get saved when you are ready. I want that to sink in. Because somewhere along the line, the devil has made us believe it's up to me. I can choose whenever I'm ready. And God is saying, no. You say, Pastor, how in the world can somebody get to a point of no return? What happens? How do they get there? A person gets to a point of no return when God does exactly what you're asking him to do. You say, what's that? We get there when God agrees to leave us alone. Did you hear what I said? Some of you have been living and you've been, it's almost like you're telling your parents, you're telling your Sunday school teachers, you're telling everybody, why doesn't God leave me alone? The problem is that God may do exactly that. He may choose to just leave you alone. Once God leaves you alone, you cannot be saved. There is no possibility of redemption. You see, here's something we miss. John's Gospel chapter 6, verse 44. Here's what John's Gospel chapter 6, verse 44 says. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them. You say, but Pastor, there are people here who are calling on Jesus. People will still call on Jesus, you know. But people have a way of calling on Jesus for help. What Jesus wants is for you to call in repentance. There's a difference for saying, I want help, versus I want repent. I am repenting. And you will never, because of our sinful nature, I want you to get this, don't leave me now. Because of our sinful nature, there is not one human being who will ever have a desire to repent. Is it, if it's not for the work of God himself? Every single one of us who is saved, it's because God drew us. It's not because we woke up one day and said, God, I think this is a good day to get saved. No, no, no. It was God drawing you. That's the only reason you were saved by God's grace. And the minute God decides to leave you alone, it's over. But I'm so glad God is still talking to you right now. I'm so glad you have not gotten to the point of no return. You say, Pastor, how do you know I've not gotten to the point of no return? I know you have not gotten to the point of no return because right now there is something in your heart saying, I need to say yes to Jesus. There is something in your heart right now who's saying, I need to change. There's something in you saying, I need to come to the front. I need to receive Jesus. Because God is still working on you. God has not finished with you yet. He's still calling you. And this morning he says, come. He's calling some of us who are Christians, who are doing our own little thing. He's saying, come. Lady Wisdom is saying to you, listen, it's time to change. If you don't change course, there are serious consequences. And God says, come. Will you come? That day, July 25th, 2000, as Air France 4590 was about to lift off, I can just imagine how the pilots wished they had another chance. Can you imagine? Put yourself in the pilot's shoe. I wish I could change course. But 4590 had reached the point of no return. They had to take off with disastrous consequences. You have not reached the point of no return yet. I beg you, don't wait to get there. Don't wait to get there.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him.
you may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and He will answer your prayer and He will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.